I was asked to give an arrival address. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, I'm arriving in one place after another. Yesterday I arrived in Chennai, today I live in Sikandarabad. That Darga is in that Molani, that's in Hyderabad.
Is it? It's Hyderabad
district. It's the famous part. Famous. The whole area is named after it. Very famous in Twin Cities. And tomorrow we're supposed to know that Yadgiri Gulka, the right brother, and the day after that, we're hanging out, and back here, and then Kolkata, and then Dhaka, on and on. So the ultimate aim of all this arriving is to arrive at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. We've arrived at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, which is the same, actually, because Srila Prabhupada is always with Krishna. So, if we actually arrive at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet by dedicating our lives in his service, then surely he will take us to Krishna. Stay at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada by following his instructions. We chant the holy names of Krishna and engage in the service of Krishna. So, Guru Krishna Kripayapai Bhakti Lata Beach, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, one gets the seed of the Kripa of Bhakti. One has to water that by giving the water, hearing and chanting about Krishna, and gradually the Krupa grows up to Golok Vrindavan, where the fruit of praying, there it bears fruit. May suggest that only upon reaching Golok Vrindavan is the fruit of praying to be had, but of course this is all figurative language to keep us. But one can live here in this world and be in Golok by chanting the name of Krishna. One can be with Krishna. One can see that this whole world is full of Krishna, that is called Golok Darshan. If we don't see Krishna, then we have Jagat Darshan. We see this world as a place for our own enjoyment. And if we have Golok Darshan, then we see everything in this world as paraphernalia for serving Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas teach us to live in this world for the sake of serving Krishna. Nihayasya harayachasya kamana manasadhira nikilasvapkamasthasu jivanuktasa uchate. One who even in this world dedicates his mind, activities and words in the service of Krishna is liberated in this very life. Hare Krishna. So, as I said, I won't say much now. Please don't put your hand on your mouth, except when you are brushing your teeth or eating. becomes contaminated. Were you taught that as a child? Hearing. Not to put your hand on your mouth. Only when eating or brushing the teeth, is it? That was taught to you as a child then?
Before I was little.
Eating and then brushing
teeth.
In your childhood, you probably did that with a mean trick also. Is it? Probably even Ravana followed. He was Rishiputra.
Probably Allah also followed.
So if we say this modern civilization is Rakshasa civilization, that's maybe too high a compliment for it. Animals. That's more accurate. Alright, you have also got your left hand on this one, that's even worse. In Nectar of Devotion, we read that when Nakul is ready to kick with his left foot, he specifically says with his left foot, to kick someone is insulting, but to kick them with the left foot is even more insulting. Someone who is going to insult Krishna is ready to kick them with his left foot. Alright, so Hare Krishna, thank you for nicely greeting me. All in dhotis, that's nice. Almost. Dhotis and sila. Very place, temple, London, 1976 or so. Devotees used to come around and wait us in the morning. It was 3:30. Hari Bol devotees, time for tilak and dhoti. So that's it. And ladies and proper dress. Nowadays, Indian women have all become, you can fill out the dotted line, you can, Prabhupada would say, well, we used to say prostitutes. So, they've become like that. Not these ladies, some of them, but just the way they dress. Not uncivilized. So, I guess they won't be going to the Lord Vrindavan very soon, unless they change. We have to preach Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
In the office, is it? Sick leave, special leave. Well, if we were living in more traditional society, you wouldn't have to skip anything. There's time. Of course, people are working, but except in the busy seasons, which planting season, harvesting season, people have time, they can take time. There's no heavy rush, they're always under pressure. People, they can take time. I was just in Sri Lanka, we were having programs at midday. People come. Thank you.